Hello, and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. This is your host, Jonathan Reinhardt, and I just want to say it has been an incredibly long time since I had last podcasted. I think my last podcast was sometime 2 or even 3 years ago, and you're probably wondering why I am podcasting again. It has been so long, and I know this has been a huge gap for all of you. The main reason why I'm doing this cast, it's actually, I'm hesitant to even call it a cast. It's more of a blurb or a shout out, a kind of a heads up to all of you, is that I want to let all of you know I will be guest appearing on the Stone Ape podcast. The Stone Ape podcast is run by Tom Barbalay, and he is this whiz with artificial intelligence. He's created this simulation called Noble Ape. And it's actually packaged with every single Macintosh computer. It's part of their CHUD tools, which are like hardware developer tools. And anyone can use the Noble Ape software simulation. You can get it at his website of nobleape.com. And you can do all sorts of things with it. It's something anyone from novice to expert can get into and give a try and stuff, and it's really cool. But he's having me on his show. We're actually going to be recording the show via Skype tomorrow, which is Sunday. And he's having me on because, in his words, he's been a longtime fan of the CWF Gamecast blog. He's into history and Flims War in particular. I know he runs several podcasts. One is the Biota podcast, which I believe deals with more of his artificial intelligence work. Another one is for Model Railroading, which I find very interesting because for anyone who is into tabletop gaming, miniatures gaming, you know that a big part of it is your table, your terrain. And a lot of that, especially the really good stuff, can't be bought. You have to make it yourself. And to do that, you need to get top-notch supplies. A lot of those supplies are also used in model railroading. One company in particular, Woodland Scenics, makes wonderful model railroading supplies for terrain and dioramas, backgrounds, all sorts of stuff. And they're also really good for making terrain for miniatures. I use several of their products right now for my Flims of War Army, which hopefully I will get a chance to talk about in tomorrow's episode of Stone Ape. But there's all sorts of other issues that we will be going over. I know he wants to talk about gaming and the blog and my work. For those of you who don't know, I'm a library assistant and I work in interlibrary loan. I'm the main lending person, actually, is how you would call it, for half of the state of Massachusetts. And I think I will get a chance to talk about that a little bit too and how that relates to gaming and the blog. But I just wanted to do this vocal announcement for everyone. I had done a written one on the blog, but I wanted to do a vocal one because I thought it'd be nice to get back in the spirit of podcasting and get back into practice for recording an audio segment and, you know, going through the motions of putting my voice out there, and also to kind of remind everyone what I sound like. It's been so long, so very long since I have done this, and I know I'm out of practice. I'm hoping to be a good guest for Tom for tomorrow. I'm hoping that I will be interesting and fun. At first, when he had offered me the chance to be on his show, I was, of course, honored. I've never been a guest on any show anywhere before. Just kind of operated in this vacuum. And I thought it would be wonderful, but at the same time, I was a little apprehensive. I knew I needed to do some homework on the Stone Ape podcast, so I went into iTunes on my iPad. I was actually at work, you know, during lunch. Went into iTunes, downloaded some episodes, and listened to them while I'm doing my work and during breaks and everything at home. Late at night, get the iPad, climb to bed, put the headphones in, listening. And he is just so well thought out about all sorts of different issues. He's very well informed, and he normally speaks with a gentleman called Heron Stone, who is what he claims a futurist linguist. And my apologies if I got that incorrectly. But they both talk about all sorts of intellectual, philosophical ideas, and they have wonderful guests who come on. They're all so knowledgeable, and they seem like experts, very well thought out, very well experienced, very knowledgeable in their respective fields. And here I am, just this guy who likes to game, who likes to blog, and who wants to share this with others. I'm not an expert, I'm just a guy, you know? So I felt a little overwhelmed and a little apprehensive about appearing on there. And thinking, well, you know, I appreciate and love that he's a fan of the show, and I love the offer, and of course I would love to do it. But then I was like, well, am I the right person? Am I even good enough to be on his show? Am I worthwhile of his time? Am I worthwhile of your time? And the more I thought about it, I thought that I could do some good, and that it would be, if nothing else, a lot of fun. And hopefully that it wouldn't kill his listener base too much to listen to this guy, this kid, come on and talk about gaming. You know, I'm just 28 and recently married, and there's so much about the world that I don't know, so much about gaming that I don't know, but I have this willingness to learn and to convey what I do know to you and to listen to you and to become better and to share our collective knowledge with everyone else. So then I started to get excited about being on the podcast, and I thought, you know, this is going to be really cool to go on, to be on the Stone Age podcast and to chat with them. And the more I listened to his episodes of the Stone Age podcast, I've listened to maybe half a dozen of them, the more I've really gotten to like them. They are one of my favorite things to listen to. For a long, long time, I had a blackout on podcasts. I didn't really listen to any of them, didn't have anything whatsoever to do with them. And then I slowly started to get back into it. I started with the Tabletop Battlefield, and then I moved on to Stone Age Podcast, and I would listen to a little bit of his Model Railroading one, too, just to kind of see how it would relate to gaming. And then I started to listen to a lot of Tom's stuff to do research, to know more about him, to find out what's going on, what's in his head, and what kind of thing he does on his podcast, what he expects from his guests, what they talk about, how it ebbs, how it flows, just the rhythm of it all. And I got really, really excited. And who knows, maybe this will grow into something bigger. Maybe I'll return to podcasting more often. I would actually love to podcast more often. I'd love to do it more frequently. The problem is schedules and time. As I said, you know, I'm newly married. It's going to be 6 months this November, and we're in our own place, and I have my job, and we have these two bunnies who we just got, and they're fantastic, and everything is wonderful. Everything is good, but it just takes a lot of time to do everything, to do the blog, to do work, to do everything. And I wouldn't want to get back into podcasting and do a less than good job. I'd want to be able to do the best I could for it. You deserve to have the best. And if I can't deliver my best performance, my all, then I shouldn't do it at all. It would be a disservice to you. But I would love to be able to find a way to come back, to find the time to do it, to speak and, you know, maybe talk with a co-host or a frequent guest or someone and just talk about what's going on in gaming and talk about the blog, talk about New England, and talk about all sorts of things. Tomorrow I'm going to be revealing a huge secret, something that's been on the horizon for the blog for a while. And if you're interested in what that is, you will have to pay attention for when the recording of tomorrow's episode comes out. It is the only place you will hear what this is. And I promise you, this is the biggest news I've had ever that has been related to the blog. It is, in my opinion, gigantic, and you may not agree with that, and that is perfectly fine. You don't have to agree with me. You don't even have to think what I say is right, and that's perfectly fine. There's a lot of different opinions out there, and there's not necessarily one way to arrive to a solution. But I think it's huge news. I think it's gigantic. I think it is the biggest thing that I've ever had happen to the blog. There are also a couple other smaller things that I have mentioned, or alluded to, at least, online, either on our Facebook page, which is new since the last time you listened, our Twitter account, which is also new, or on the blog, and there will be some other changes coming to the blog. I hope they're all good. I think they're all good. I hope you'll agree, but There's a lot going on. It's a really good time for the CWF Gamecast, a really good time for blogging, a really good time for New England gaming. Despite the recession, which I know is officially over, and the fact that a lot of people still don't have jobs, that things are still tight for a lot of people, and that gaming might seem frivolous, yet seems to be a recession-proof industry, if I could say that. And I'm hesitant to say that, but if I could. It's just a really, really good time for gaming, a really good time for New England gaming in particular. There's so much going on here. It's wonderful. There's no other way to say it. So don't forget, tomorrow, Sunday, Stone Age Podcast, Tom Barbalay, CWF Gamecast. I am Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I will be the guest star for the Stone Age Podcast. Tom and I will be talking for an hour, hour and a half, maybe longer. Who knows? But Tom will be recording it, and he will be putting it online. And as soon as I have the link to the recording, as soon as he publishes it for the world to see, I will definitely share that link with you. It'll be on the blog for you to listen to. I'll link it on our Twitter, on our Facebook. It'll be all over the place. I hope you'll take the time to listen to the episode. I hope you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll enjoy Tom. He's a wonderful guy. I've talked with him a little bit online, emailed him a little bit, and listened to almost all of his Donate podcasts and some of his other work. He's a fun, funny, charismatic guy. He's very nice. So I hope you'll enjoy it, and I hope you'll end up take this opportunity to get back and listen to more podcasts if you've gone away, or if you've been listening to podcasts all along, that you'll add the Stone Age podcast to your repertoire, and that you'll come back to the CWF Gamecast, and if I get back into podcasting regularly, that you'll give us a listen too. So I want to say thank you to everyone, and before I go, I just have to say two things. One, please, please, please come back to the blog. There's always new content. We're redeveloping ourselves. Don't forget, you need to visit us at www.wargamingforums.com. That's all one word, wargamingforums.com. Or you can find us at www.waratc.net. And I have to say that our blog would not be possible anymore without the kind and generous support and sponsorship of 127 Games. They are an online vendor. You can find them online at 12-7-games.com. They sell all sorts of historical gaming products, in particular Axis and Allies minis, Word C minis. They might be carrying Flames of War stuff. They carry dice and all sorts of other stuff. The guy who owns it is named Bill. He's a fantastic gentleman, and I am most appreciative for his support and sponsorship for the blog and for the contest that we ran not too long ago. And then, once again, don't forget, Stone Ape Podcast. You can find Tom Barbalay online at nobleape.com, and he's all over the place. So I look forward to seeing you soon, to having you be a regular visitor to the blog. And I hope that you'll listen to tomorrow's episode of Stone Age Podcast. It won't be live tomorrow, but it will be recorded. And then Tom will publish it and make it available for the world to listen to. And when that happens, I will share it with all of you. So thank you. Thank you for the chance for me to come back. Thank you for listening to this. And most importantly, just thank you for gaming and thank you for being there. This is Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I'm going to be signing out now, so as always, keep on gaming, and I'm going to cue the exit music, and there we go. Bye.